95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Good afternoon, young Kevin. How art thou?
I am good.
Nice. No one tried to run you off the road today or anything?
How about thou?
I am fine.
no one tried to run me off
good.
The road. Thank God.
I was looking for you out on the 101. I came in a different way today, and I was like, ooh, if
been,
I see him.
It would have been awesome if you ran me off the road.
Dude, I would have totally gone back and forth.
would
have been awesome, man. Next time, one day.
On today's Kevin and Sluggo show, we have many interesting topics, including is farting protected free speech?
Let's find out.
If you could get alcohol, hard liquor, delivered at home, you would?
Of course. Well, yeah, no.
I don't even know why it made it sound like a question.
Yeah, exactly.
You would.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Netflix has a new series about how to sleep.
They just have you watch about 10% of their shows. That ought to do it.
Watch this show now.
Yeah, that'll
you'll
knock
fall
you out.
Asleep. Yesterday we tried to do You Had a Talent Nobody Cares About.
Oh, right, and the phones died.
Which I think was that guy's talent.
Yeah, he's able to kill phones from a distance.
That guy can't call in. Not but we'll take your calls on others. I was impaled.
You were? When? You have pictures?
It's a
video?
Topic.
Oh, I see. We're going to talk about that.
I do have an unbelievable story about a former intern of ours.
Oh, nice.
Unbelievable.
Who was impaled?
Yes.
And lived to tell the tale?
Yes.
Wow.
Barely.
Wow. Damn. Okay.
Plus we have
$500.
Wait, that's right. No, it's $1,000.
It's $1,000. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, I knew that.
You'd think it would be easier for us to keep track of that.
No, right.
Plus our 1 second of nonstop
rock.
For $1,000 this hour on 95.5 KLOS.
That's Southern California's rock station.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You're having me looking up something really weird. Farts, huh? I'm looking up farts.
I'm just saying, is farting a protected form of expression? Is it a First Amendment right?
Well, you're not speaking. It's not speech, so I'm not sure.
I believe that's what the court said in Austria. In Austria, they were testing this because... What?
Nothing.
Because a 22-year-old Austrian man who made headlines in June of last year was fined... Stop it.
I just... You told me to find it.
500 euros, which is about $600.
For doing what?
For farting on a police officer.
Farting on a police officer.
The ordeal began on June 5th, 2020, when the man named Mr. AB, I don't know why, in the document was hanging out with his friends at an unnamed park when a group of police officers approached them during a routine identity check. So there's nothing, they don't...
Let me see your papers.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong, they're just checking ID.
Right.
And this article says that's when things got windy. That's good writing right there. When he released the intestinal gas, the complainant was sitting on a park bench.
Maybe he couldn't help himself.
Listen to this next line.
Yes.
He then lifted his buttocks and tensed up a little before letting the intestinal gas escape.
To make sure nothing else escapes.
The complainant's friends laughed. And the defendant...
Ooh, very witchy.
...grinned at the officers.
Hey, wink, wink.
How do you like that?
Oh, there's my lunch.
So they gave him a ticket, and he had to go to court to fight this charge.
It seems like that's a little uptight.
In court, the man argued that the fart was not intentional. And even if it was intentional, it would still fall under the fundamental right of freedom of expression.
You know, as soon as you start to slide into that, clearly it was intentional. I mean, don't say that.
Right.
I
agree.
I mean, you let your lawyer bring it up, I suppose.
If you pull your buttock up.
Ta-da! Ta-da-da-da-da-da!
That's really just, that's intentional.
Yeah. But.
That's the definition of intentional.
But. I have to wonder, I mean, yeah, that's the question as to whether or not he was allowed to. I mean, I would think it's more assault than actual, you know, freedom of speech or something. I mean,
ass what?
Assault.
Oh, assault.
Assaulting
the
officer. Sorry, I had a weird inflection on there. I don't know why.
Yeah, that was odd. Yeah. What do you think the judge in the court decided? In this case, you be the judge.
This is in Australia?
Austria.
Oh, Austria.
Very
very different. Wow. Worlds of difference. Definitely let me see your papers. I'm going to say they threw the book at him.
In a detailed legal assessment of whether farting is indeed a protected form of expression, mm-hmm. the judge argued while farts and burps can cause social inappropriateness, mm-hmm. they do not contain communicative content or content.
Right.
And I would say, yes, they do.
Yeah.
You're saying something with
yes,
that.
You're definitely saying something. And what does he know about the law?
And even if it did, they would be considered a, quote, form of expression that transcends the bounds of decency.
That's
Austria.
Well, okay.
Austria.
All right.
The judge did show some sympathy for the man, though, reducing the fine from 500 euros to 100 because of the man's financial situation. So,
oh, well, that's kind of nice.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
However, the man's lawyer, Matej Zez.
He ain't putting up with it.
Made clear that this is a hill this client is willing to die on. And that they would be appealing the decision to the country's constitutional court.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's a matter of principle for us, he said, because it's petty to get punishment for a fart.
It's £100 or whatever. Just pay it. Big deal.
Is it? I would say it's petty.
Yeah, but you're going to keep on fighting. You're going to devote so much
this
of your life.
This man's going to die on this
I
hill.
I guess he is, man.
This is very important to him. KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I would like to give away $1,000.
Give away some cash, man. Hell yeah.
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
rock.
We play you 1 second of a song. You are caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You give us the song title and the artist, and you'll win $1,000.
And I think it's time to hit play on it right now. So what do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS, if you think you can guess. Good luck. Technically from the 80s, gained a hell of a lot of ground in the 90s. Juan Oz Addiction. Greg Barrow is going to be playing a whole bunch of that at you. 90s stuff this weekend at 12 noon on Saturday and Sunday. A couple of hours of...
That poor bastard has to be here all weekend.
He's going
to
set up a tent. He's going to be... I'm sure he'll be tweeting the whole time as well.
That's true.
But like 2 hours of It Smells Like Greg B. Harrell this coming Saturday and Sunday. And now...
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Sean, you're caller 13.
Sean, you got red on you.
Oh, dang. Yeah, I do.
Right on.
Awesome.
You are caller 13, so we're going to play the clip one more time, and then you have to give us the song title and the artist, and you could win $1,000.
Sweet.
Are you ready?
I am.
All right, here it is. What do you think that is?
I think it's Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here.
Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it.
It is not.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but thank you for calling.
So that would mean between 4 and 5, sometime between 4 and 5, it's worth $1,500.
$1,500. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. What are you looking at?
Nothing. Okay. I'm just staring into space blankly.
What was happening there?
No, that's where I'm usually at.
I found a story about Ohio being a control state. Do you know what that is?
No.
A control state.
No.
Following the prohibition in the U.S. in 1933.
When booze was illegal.
Yes. The states initially had all the rights. The federal government said, states, make up your own minds.
They're like, screw it. It's up to you guys.
Yes.
What do you want to do?
So
which is the way it should be. I like that. Better.
So there are still some places, like you were saying, in Arkansas off the air that are dry counties.
Yeah, which, boy, I didn't know. I remember driving cross country in the late 90s and I decided to stop at some place in Arkansas. I was really liking it there, the lakes. It was beautiful. I'd go into the grocery store and ask the nice lady behind the counter. I'm like, where's the booze? Mm-hmm. I can't find you. Oh, you have to go to the next county. This is a dry. I'm like, what year is this?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What? That's, oh my God, how do you live there?
It is crazy.
I can't live there.
I went to college there.
Whoa.
And we knew right on the line was
a liquor store. I found it. I went to that one. I know which one you're talking about. Oh my God, that was, and I thought it was brilliant. I'm like, they're right here on the county line.
All right, so Ohio is one of these control states that they are the ones who can sell all the booze.
So it's legal in Ohio, but they the state sells the booze?
Yes.
Okay.
They have stores and they sell the booze.
Really?
And now they're talking about delivering it. Listen to this.
New details on a new law in Ohio that brings alcohol right to your door.
But it could be months before the first delivery actually happens. Brandon Simmons explains why we'll have to wait a bit longer.
In March, when the shutdown orders came down, our orders in store and delivery skyrocketed.
Jonathan Kirkian owns Corkscrew Johnny's, a liquor agency here in Ohio. They've been offering delivery of beer and wine for years, and they're looking forward to adding liquor to that list.
Liquor is always the top seller. So we've been delivering without our top seller for many years now.
Yeah, I mean, candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker.
So I anticipate our orders to triple, possibly more.
While the new law allows for it starting today, liquor delivery won't take place until the Liquor Control Commission creates processes and rules for sellers.
All right, listen.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's a good thing for a state to be in control of that kind of thing. But also, what comes with that is a lot of rules and meetings and...
Yeah, and how's their delivery system?
Holy
crap. You go to, like, our friend Kat went to the Expedia, whatever, the super fast, the new license, the new ID.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be the fastest whatever. She had an appointment.
Oh, to get through the airport, you mean?
Yeah. And it took, like, 5 hours, she said. It was, like, forever.
I went, and it took 4 hours, and I left.
Come on!
And I left without it.
So they're going to bring your booze now? They're going to...
That's what they're saying.
Be bad.
Now, California is not a control state.
So Pink Elephant can bring you your booze without any problem.
Your alcohol is safe.
Yeah.
But in Ohio, they have to come up with a bunch of new laws and rules and regulations.
You don't want the man dealing with your drink, man.
Or your drugs.
Either one. No, that's true. Good morning, sunshine. Wake up. I got some Netflix shows for you.
Do you have a problem sleeping?
Hell no. Mm-mm. I sleep.
I envy you.
Sometimes 12 hours a day.
What?
Yeah. When I was a teenager, I'd sometimes sleep like literally 24 hours. There were,
what?
Yeah, you know, like once every few months, I would like just miss it. Because I would also stay up for days.
Now, wait, hold on.
But yeah.
But you would stay asleep. You wouldn't wake up and roll over and go back to sleep. You would stay asleep.
I swear there were times I don't remember getting up to go to the bathroom back then. Now I have to get it because I'm an old man. I get up a lot.
And you wet your bed, but that was worth it for the sleep.
Yep. But I still sleep 12 hours occasionally.
Netflix has a new show for people who have problems.
Right.
Sleeping, of which I am one.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, your schedule's been so weird for so long, and now you're trying to adjust to this, and you have so much pressure. And
I woke up today at 4 a.m.
4 a.m.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Today was 2:30.
You've been awake since 2:30?
No, I went back to bed.
Oh, okay.
But after an hour and a half or so. It's weird. You look over and you go, 2:30? Is it in the afternoon? Did I sleep forever?
Yeah, that's what I did. Also, never knew because I had my windows blacked out. So it was, do you?
Yeah.
Isn't it nice?
It really is.
Yeah.
All right, so Netflix is going to help you if you have problems sleeping. Yep. I think they're going to help you.
I see you.
Ah.
Yes, you.
Ah.
Scrolling. Thinking about going to sleep? Falling asleep isn't that easy.
All right.
I'm Eve.
Well, that's
right,
freaking me out, man.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's for kids.
Oh, yes.
Based on the fact that she's talking to us like we're 8.
Right. Okay. That's like a nurse that comes in. How are we feeling today?
Go back to the beginning. I want to hear the creepy part again.
I see you.
Ah!
Yes, you. Scrolling. Thinking about going to sleep? Falling asleep isn't that easy. I'm Eve, and I'm here to help.
Eve, the first woman?
Right? She's nice. Old, but she's here to help.
She does have a party, I know.
This is Headspace Guide to Sleep.
Oh, now she's suddenly perky.
Right,
I was about to doze off.
She woke up. I thought we were just supposed to watch this and then we'd fall asleep. Apparently not.
Oh.
Now
this series, I'll teach you new facts about sleep
backed by science. No, you won't.
Things you didn't know, you need to know.
Nope.
I don't need to know nothing.
I guarantee you, here's what it is. Don't use electronics.
Right.
Don't take your phone and doom scroll while you're laying in bed.
Of course, yes.
Don't watch TV.
I don't even have a TV in a bedroom.
Don't eat just before you go to bed. All of these things are pretty much
normal. No, so let's see what she says.
All right.
Watch some really bad Netflix shows.
Here's some shows to watch that we find incredibly boring.
Do we really need 8 hours?
Yeah. Oh,
that's a good question.
At least.
Is going to bed with our phones really that bad?
Ah, there you go.
There it is.
And I'll go there. Do those pills really work?
Oh, yeah.
Let me just say this.
They work.
Yes, they do.
Oh, I don't know what pills she's talking about.
Yes, you do. Any pill that helps you sleep.
All right.
Probably Ambien or whatever.
Stay on topic.
Through mindfulness and meditation, you can take on tomorrow healthier and more rested.
Mm.
So whatever kind of mind you have, put it to bed.
What?
Headspace Guide to Sleep. Only on Netflix.
Why did she whisper at the end?
I don't know, but she sounds kind of hot.
She does.
At the end.
Yes. Wait, so Headspace?
Headspace.
On Netflix?
I don't know.
You know,
I'm not going to watch.
I will tell you one thing.
It sounds childish. It really does. Well,
I tell you one thing that does help me zone out. Besides, well, we both said we need a fan
on
in
your
the
PGs.
Room.
PJs. Okay.
It's a PG.
PGs.
Your R-rated PGs. is a fan in the room.
Need like, a fan for noise.
As soon as you get to a hotel, I turn on the fan. If it doesn't work, I need another room.
Need
and if you ever watch, like, there's now 6 hours of snow scenes and 6 hours of rain scenes on YouTube.
What kind of loser watches that?
With, like, really good sound. And I do get bored with those super quick. But
of course.
Look at them. And I think maybe that's when I can watch that and go to sleep.
So you watch that for 6 hours and then
yeah.
30 seconds in, you go, nope.
Nope.
What's next?
Be a song you've heard a couple times. That might be good.
Nom, 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 nom,
nom. Eating a delicious Dodger dog.
Oh,
can't you tell?
Wow.
How do you eat your
You're
Dodger
losing
dog?
It. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. How do you eat a Dodger dog?
Yeah, I mean, you like shove
about?
Them all the way in? Do you cover them in mustard? You love mustard.
No, I hate mustard.
Oh, man, you love
it. It's ketchup and relish.
Mustard, right.
And that's it.
How many bites?
Boom, take it down. Probably four.
Four. Wow, that's pretty good.
Five.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of baseball.
Right.
But I do like going.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's food and there's beers and there's friends and there's gambling on everything under the sun.
Yeah, what are some of your favorite things to gamble on during the game?
Well, so one of them was at the end of the inning, the catcher throws the ball back to the pitcher's mound.
Right.
So we would bet on whether it would stay on the dirt or roll back into the grass.
Nice.
So stuff like that looks like meaningless stuff to the game.
That is the best kind of gambling.
But
it's
we would
so
gamble on that stuff.
Yes, yes, yes. So whether or not you could finish a Dodger dog in four bites. I think I could do that.
Do you think we didn't know what four bites was?
Yes.
I don't know if you could do that because they're pretty big.
Yeah, they are pretty large.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, listen, we're looking for your Dodger dog selfies.
Yes.
So post them on Twitter.
Yep.
Or Instagram.
Yep.
And tag us at Kevin and Sluggo. And we're going to give you a great prize.
Yeah, it's going to be neat. I think it's nothing. Air.
I don't know if you have a prize or not. But, you know, it's a game today, so why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's a Dodger dog selfie. All right. Listen, yesterday we tried to do something and the phones died. We tried to do a topic. You have a talent that nobody cares about.
Yep.
Sluggos was being able to wiggle his ears.
Which amuses children and nobody else.
Which is freaky.
And only amuses him for about 18 seconds.
I don't love it. Got to be honest.
Yep. Yeah, it is. It's kind of gross, actually. It's a little weird. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm able to parallel park quite good.
That could come in handy, especially in New York City.
It comes in handy, but you jump out and you expect a standing O and no one cares. Zero people care.
That's a terrible
point. Didn't anybody see that? So you have a talent that no one cares about. 818-955-KLOS. Now, we don't want the guy that can ruin phones to call again.
Yeah. Don't call with your mind power and shut down the phone.
He was our first and only caller yesterday.
Hey, watch this.
Shut the phones down.
And wow.
So you have a talent that nobody cares about except for that guy. At 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
KLOS Free Ride. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Great timing on that one.
Thank you.
Great timing.
Thank you.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we are talking about you have a talent that nobody cares about. KLOS, hello.
I can put my tongue all the way back into my nasal cavity and feel up in there, which is kind of gross. But I have a short palate. My cleft palate is very short, so I can stick my tongue up into my nasal cavity. So when I open my mouth, it's blocked. You can't see anything.
Oh, at first I thought you were talking about sticking your tongue outside of your
mouth.
That's
what I did too. Yeah, but I see what you're saying.
He's
so you
saying
look in there,
inside his mouth.
Wow. So like basically you're blocking your open throat and your uvula or whatever that dangly thing is. You can't see it. That's got to be freaky.
It freaks me
blocks, my tongue just spears.
That is impressive, and yet I can see how no one would care.
But thank you for sharing.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, thank you. We're talking about you have a talent that nobody cares about.
Right.
What's yours?
I'm really good at picking stuff up with my toes.
Oh, I can do that, too. I do it all the time. I never bend over to pick stuff up. I pick it up with my feet.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right? It's so much easier.
Sounds gross. Let me ask you a question. If you drop your spoon from the table?
I wouldn't, sir, would you? But I could.
You tow it?
No, I use my toes. And it's like same thing. It's like, oh, the remote? I think I could just grab that with my foot right now.
Yes.
Bring it to my hand.
That's gross.
But it comes in handy, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, grab unite. It. You.
Feet unite. Right on.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. I'm here to talk about talents that nobody cares about.
Yes, please.
You have a talent no one cares about.
I have two. Can I say two?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. The first one is I can squirt like water through my tooth gap.
Strong.
That's cool. That's good.
That sounded weird as I was saying
also, it. Yes, it did. Yes, I was like, where is this going?
Also not where we thought that was
no.
going. All right.
And number two, I think I'm pretty good at like grabbing things with my toes.
What's happening with all you toe people?
Yeah.
If I drop the pencil, I can just like grab it with my toes.
Yeah.
Like,
you're the second person that talked about picking stuff up with their toes.
It comes in handy, doesn't it? It comes in footy. Sorry, I guess I should have said that.
I mean, it's not really that hard to pick up a pencil.
I know. I mean, humans are primates, so it's not a surprise.
I assume you and Sluggo were raised by monkeys in the jungle.
There you go. Right.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Juggling?
Oh.
I can throw up three clubs fast, but four clubs, nobody cares about it anymore.
And when you say throw up.
Oh, no, that's a juggler's joke.
Okay. Throwing up. I'm sort of happy I didn't get a juggler's joke.
Tis the KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
We have $1,500.
Yes.
That we'd like to give away right now.
It's sitting here. It's marked bills with large denominations. Yeah.
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
rock.
For $1,500, you listen to 1 second of a song, and then your caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You tell us the song title and the artist, and you will win $1,500.
Nice. And if that doesn't happen for some reason, it rolls over. $2,000.
Correct.
$2,500, $3,000, et cetera, et cetera. Here's your little clip. What do you think that is? You think you know, 818-955-KLOS. Call now who it is.
And it's Kevin and Sluggo. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $1,500, KLOS, who's this?
Yeah, this is Brian. Am I caller 13?
You are caller 13, Brian.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You think you know what this is?
Oh, I
don't say
I
you.
Know what it is.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to play it for you one more time.
Okay.
Just to let you hear it again before you give us your answer.
And then you got to tell us the name of the song and who it is for that $1,500. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here you go. Talk to us, Freaky.
All right. Welcome to the jungle, Guns N' Roses.
Yes! Nice! Well done. Wow.
You know, Nicely done.
Let's play the whole thing for the whole class here and take a listen so everybody can hear what you just figured out. Yeah, I mean, it becomes pretty obvious at that point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right on.
Very cool.
We had people guessing a different Guns N' Roses song, Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah, they were pretty close, but it was the wrong
one. It was
one.
Welcome to the Jungle. You got $1,500.
Sweet. Yeah, I knew it was a GNR song, so I just had to figure it out which one.
What are you going
to
do with the money?
I have no idea.
Yay!
All right. I like it.
All right.
Yeah, I got to think about that.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much, guys.
Favorite song right now.
Oh, it's so good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I've been looking forward to this for a while. You make little notes. Kevin makes these nice little notes. He puts together this little grid for our precious little show. And I saw this a while ago. I was impaled.
It came from you showing me a picture on your phone.
Yeah, that's right. I do have a lot of weird pictures on my phone.
Don't remember exactly what was impaled.
And don't worry about it.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about it on the radio.
All right, so we're going to take your calls in a minute at 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
We had an intern at the other station.
Yeah.
And she was a USC student.
Okay.
And she was staying on campus.
Uh-huh.
And something happened. She was, I think she had She was drunk, I think.
Right? That so often plays into it.
Somehow she fell out of the second story window.
Oh, damn.
And landed on a metal fence.
So she was reenacting the Omen, right?
Yes.
Wow.
You know the metal fence with like broom handle size?
Yeah, the little spikes.
Yes.
We sort of wonder why they do that exactly.
It went through her side and back.
Oh, my God.
And she was hanging there.
Oh, my God.
Until they called the fire department.
We have a woman impaled on a fence. Think the Omen. Come on
she
over.
She was literally hanging there.
First of all, she fell out of some
second story window.
Seconds,
yes.
Yeah. So that maybe not hitting the ground was probably a good thing for her.
I'm not positive.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Because,
yeah. I don't know. Not going and landing on that.
Sounded like it may have been the worst thing ever.
Holy
especially
cow.
Because she had to continue to hang there.
Yeah, until they bothered showing up.
And I'm sure people started gathering around.
Hey, look at that.
How do we? Right? But I would guess some of the other ones would say, how do we help?
Yeah, don't pull her off because you're...
That's what you don't know.
No, well, I wouldn't think so because then you open the wound. So suddenly you're just, everything's gushing out.
That's why you call the fire department.
Yeah, that's why you let those guys deal with it.
Because let the professionals deal with it.
So did she show you the...
The hole?
Yes. She showed you the hole?
A scar.
Scar, yeah.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Yes.
So like here and then on your, I'm pointing to my back and my side. That's horrible!
Like the side of your stomach and then your back. It was pretty awesome. But only awesome in that it didn't happen to us.
Was she working at that place when I was this happened?
No.
Oh, okay. This was after this happened. Deep dark past.
Yes.
Okay.
And we found out about it. That's all we talked about.
Sure, of course.
Because it's an incredible story.
Yeah. Let's call her.
I wish I could. I was trying to figure out her name.
Yeah,
so she was impaled. But we're not looking for that. Let's be honest. We're not going to find that level of impaled.
Or are we? Were you impaled?
I mean, I've had, you step on a nail and it goes through your foot, that kind of thing.
When I was a kid, I was playing in the backyard in a super windy day. And my dad was like, get off that bike and come in the house now. And of course, immediately after not obeying him, I fell off my bike and landed on a fence board that had fallen with a nail, double-pronged nail. And one went all the way like through, so it was a little piece
through your hand, yeah.
Of course, my dad, not thinking, grabbed me and took me to the car and drove me to wherever, hospital or something, without leaving a note for mom. So she gets home and there's blood everywhere.
Oh, great.
A bike laying on its side. None of us here. No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, so that was fun.
We played...
But that's not like hitting your fence through you.
No, yeah, but I don't think we're going to get any that extreme.
I don't know. What have you got?
818-955-KLOS. I did have one where... Listen, I was a dumb kid.
That's a gibbon.
We were playing in the park and we had a knife.
Uh-huh.
And we were throwing it and sticking it in the ground.
Sure.
And then at some point... We took our shoes off.
Right.
And we started like throwing it near the other person's foot.
Oh my God. But yeah, that's what you do.
Right?
Yes.
Because, wow, that was close.
Right. Because there's no way you're going to miss. In the back of your head, this is really dumb. Yeah. You know, like, it really shouldn't be.
And then it stuck in my foot. So that happened.
So what was your immediate reaction when that happened?
I think it was just shock because I just kind of stood there and looked at it.
I'm like, oh, that's not right.
This went terribly south.
And did everybody split like they do?
Yes.
Isn't that?
Just run in every direction. Hey, I'm still here with a knife in my foot.
I had nothing to do with this.
So dumb. All right. So you were impaled. That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You know, we have a timer here. But it doesn't help. It's been showing double zeros for...
Yeah, I think the song ended about a minute ago.
It's really strange. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. And KLOS, you were impaled?
Impaled by bicycle handlebars.
Oh!
Right from my junk.
Oh! That hurts.
Damn!
That hurts just to hear.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
After.
Right.
At first I thought it was the handlebar went through and through, but I guess it was the brake lever and the handlebar stabbed me. I had to take an ambulance ride and get about 12 stitches, 15 stitches, I recall.
But did you lose anything?
Oh, no. I still got everything.
Oh. 15 stitches in the junk?
No, right next to it.
Oh, oh. You're so lucky.
Oof. Man. All right. Oof. I can breathe again now. Yes, thanks agreed. For calling.
Kalos, hello. You were impaled.
Hello, gentlemen. I was impaled. Now, I was calling in when somebody said somebody was getting thrown something at them and it stuck in them.
A knife, yeah.
Yeah, I had a similar story. Me and some buddies, we decided when we were like 12 that we should take turns throwing darts at each other from my parents' balcony.
Why?
What is wrong with kids?
Why are 12-year-old boys so incredibly stupid?
This is before the internet.
All right, so what happened?
The very first dart that got thrown stuck me right in my bare feet.
Oh, my God.
Just sticking straight up, and we didn't know what to do, so we just stopped the game, and I walked around with that in my foot for about an hour.
Oh.
Would to be funny?
You were afraid to take it out?
I was afraid to take it out, but I also wanted to show my parents.
Right. Oh, okay.
Why would you want to show your parents? Just to confirm their suspicions that you're an idiot?
Yeah, like you gotta show them what you do when they're gone.
No.
Here's what. No, I'm the last thing in the world. Yeah. That was really good at concealing that.
That's, right on. That's the dumb thing you did.
Yeah, take us to Disneyland instead. That's good. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Kalos, you were impaled?
Yeah, I was riding a bike to go grab some spaghetti sauce from CVS, and a car pulled out in front of me, and I hit the front brakes on accident, flew over my bike, and the reflector impaled itself into my upper thigh, right next to my junk.
Oh,
man.
God.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You know, it's amazing those things make it, that all that stuff makes it through childhood, because there's always something.
What kind of view did it have?
Right on. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thank you.
That's a really weird question. I love that. Hi, Kalos, were you impaled?
Yes, I was, Sluggo.
What happened?
Do tell.
Yeah.
I was about 10 years old. And we had one of our cats in those old-fashioned pet carriers that were wood and iron.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking with a book in my hand, and I cut the corner too quick, and the part of the rod that holds the cage for the carrier impaled my calf and took a chunk out of the meat, and it was hanging by the skin. And it took about 16 stitches.
Oh.
I still have the scar.
Oh.
It looks like the shape of a candy corn.
Oh, wow.
That's what you get for having a cat.
Thanks for calling, man.
Kalos, hello.
How dare you, sir. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
You impaled yourself?
No, me and my sister used to play stretch for the bayonet.
I'm sorry, what?
We used to play stretch for the bayonet.
Stretch?
Where you stand.
I don't know
where you throw the knife at somebody's feet and you have to stretch to it.
Okay, and you were playing it with a bayonet.
I would just like to point out that this is the first mention of a girl.
Yeah, you're right.
Doing something stupid, and it's because of him.
Because of brother. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Older or younger brother were you?
It was my younger sister.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
So what happened with the bayonet?
It stuck in the leg a couple times.
A couple of times?
Why did you have a bayonet?
Yeah, a better question.
I don't know. I was a teenager. We found it somewhere.
Were you out on the battlefield from Gettysburg and you were digging up? Hey, look, a bayonet.
Let's find the bayonet. Get over here, sister.
Here, throw this at your feet. Awesome. Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Thank you to everybody who called for You Were Impaled.
Your horrifying impaling stories.
There are still a bunch of guys on hold. Let's be honest, they're guys. We're gonna have to clear the lines, though, because we want to give away some money.
Yeah, cash. We got some $500 sitting right here.
Correct. It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. So we'll play a second of a song. You call 818-955-KLOS. You're caller 13. You name the song and the artist, and you win.
$500. Here you go. Check it out. What do you think that is? You know, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
Hello?
Hey.
Who is this?
Hi. Who are you?
Oh, gosh.
What?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was unexpected. You know, I didn't expect you to pick it up, but.
But we did.
Kathy.
Okay.
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy, you're caller 13.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you.
Do you think you know what the song is? I'm going to play it for you again, but do you think you know what it is?
I'll give it a try.
All right. Okay, cool. Tell us the name of the song and who the artiste is. You got $500, Kathy.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
What was that?
I think it's Led Zeppelin. Is it Cashmere?
Wow!
What?
Damn!
Yes! Yes, it is.
Well done. Nice job.
What the hell?
Right out the gate. That is amazing.
Kathy, you won $500. I don't think... I'm not sure anyone has ever gotten the first one.
Yeah, not right out the gate like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was impressive.
You know what? Let me play a little more of that whole thing so you can everybody at home can hear what you just did.
Okay.
And, of course, there you go. Wow. Right on, Kathy. Well done.
Look at you. Hello?
She passed out. We thought you passed out.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That wraps it up for us, Kevin and Sluggo. Remind us to never take calls on I Was Impaled again.
I'm going to take him up on that, too. I'm going to go have a drink or 10, maybe have some delivered like we were talking about earlier.
Sure, yeah.
What's your drink of choice tonight, or are you having any beverage alcohol?
I don't know. Usually I'm a vodka guy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
100%. But I do have some of Snoop's wine.
I'm not a wine Snoop guy, Dogg. But if it's Snoop's wine.
That's pretty good, but it doesn't get you high. I know, right?
What's the point?
All right, so you pop by YouTube and you look for Great News with this guy and Mike.
That is our podcast, Great News with Kevin and Mike on YouTube.
And I am out. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1972 when David Bowie released the single Starman in the UK. It became his first hit there. In 3 years, the last one was 1969's Space Oddity. Despite rumors flying that Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, or Chris Spedding might end up replacing Mick Taylor as guitarist in the Rolling Stones, it was on this day in rock in 1975 when Ron Wood was announced for that position. It was on this day in rock in 1980 when Judas Priest released the landmark album British Steel, featuring Living After Midnight and Breaking the Law.